One of the things that I use in almost every funeral ever since I found this quote, it's from a book called Lament for a Son by Dr. Nicholas Walterstorff. Dr. Walterstorff is a philosopher, and he taught at Calvin College for many years, and then he went on to Yale, where he taught in the Divinity School. And at one point, his son, who was a mountain climber, had fallen and was killed in that fall. And what Dr. Walterstorff did is he reflected on this loss. And the book that he produces, entitled Lament for a Son, if you ever have an opportunity to pick that book up in one way or another, it's really a marvelous, marvelous book on suffering as a person who is in grief. And it is a way to help others that we come in contact with also to find comfort in a time of great loss. And what I'm going to read for you now is just a very short little excerpt. It's just one meditation out of that whole book. Again, it's Nicholas Walterstorff's book called Lament for a Son. And in it there is to be found this. There's a hole in the world now. In the place where he was, there's now just nothing. A center like no other of memory and hope and knowledge and affection, which once inhabited this earth, is gone. Only a gap remains. A perspective on this world, unique in this world, which once moved about within this world, has been rubbed out. Only a void is left. There's nobody now who saw just what he saw, knows what he knew, remembers what he remembered, loves what he loved. A person, an irreplaceable person, is gone. Never again will anyone apprehend the world quite the way he did. Never again will anyone inhabit the world the way he did. The world is emptier now. My son is gone. Only a hole remains, a void, a gap, never to be filled.